significant announcement last evening in respect of pubs and their closure. Surely with all the information our texter says, this could be done online, lessen the chance of coming into contact with other people, they say. Let's talk about the situation in pubs first of all. Jamie Keogh is the line owner of Baruma Gastro Bar in Ballina, Killaloe. Jamie, good morning to you.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good and thanks for joining us. Like dozens of other pubs across County Clare and in the other surrounding areas as well, you took the decision yesterday before the government asked you to do so to announce a closure of your doors. A very tough call.
Yeah, it was actually Saturday night. Myself and my partner, we took the decision to close them. It's just when the news came in Thursday, we sat down and we did everything we could. We said to go between sanitising, the sanitiser gels, kind of using the separate, so every second table in the restaurant we use for people sitting down, we tried bringing all those procedures, which was working well Thursday and Friday. But then as the weekend came in with the social spacing and that, we just found it was getting too hard. And because people weren't adhering to it, people are coming up, they're going out for drinks, they weren't adhering to it. Say my bar would hold 150, 200 people easily.
Sure.
And say Saturday evening, as it started to get busy, there's about 40, 50 people in there. And there were in groups of people that came out together, from, I mean, five or six people together, and they would not. They wouldn't, no matter how much you said it to them, how much stuff you had around, people weren't doing it. And so me, I came to the decision that, in fairness, I have a lot of high risk people at home. My partner, she's Crohn's disease, she's high risk, and some of our family are. And then the worst thing was, as well, was taking the staff, what members of staff were living with grandparents, or what members of staff had a vulnerable person at home. I didn't want to be putting them under that pressure either. You know what I mean?
But yet, so the decision is made for all the right reasons, and yet, financially for you, it's tough. Financially for your staff, it's obviously very tough.
Yeah, especially places like Killaloe and like West Clare, they're tourist areas. We had Christmas, which was obviously very good, but then was January, February's always going to be bad, so you're kind of relying on your savings from last summer to get you through the winter. And then you're hoping then Paddy's Day will explode, usually.
Yeah.
Like all the confirmations, cleaning all them, everything's cancelled out. So just interesting times ahead for all of us.
Interesting is one way of describing it.
Yeah.
I mean, how big of a loss is it to not have tomorrow's trade? I mean, the confirmation ceremonies, they can hopefully be rescheduled in time, but there won't be another St. Patrick's Day in 2020.
St. Patrick's will probably be six, seven times of any good Saturday. We'd be that good, because say where we are in Killaloe, we're on the bridge, all windows watching the parade and everything. It's always full, completely full from 2 o'clock in the day till 12 o'clock at night. It'll be full. You know, you're missing out on an awful lot. If they get on top of bills and stuff, it would have been a great day for us. It would be a big loss.
The announcement then came last evening, the government asking pubs and nightclubs to close their doors. Again, you had made that decision already. From the way that you described it, with people not observing these social distancing laws, you probably didn't. It won't have come as a surprise. But how do you feel about the press coverage about this and the videos from Temple Bar, as I say, highlighting some of, well, in effect, these rules are just being ignored in some cases.
Well, I find it's very hard to give out to some of the bars, because some of the bars are under pressure, and if you are letting 100 people into a pub. Like if the pub is big enough, you can't stop people clustering together in a large group, like we all saw in a video online. So it's hard to see the context of it if you only had 100 people in the premises and you all cluster to one side of the bar. Mm. It's very hard. What do? You pull in crowd control to stop the people running together? I think there's a lot of stuff being thrown on the business, but I think the general public that went into the pub needs a lot to be answered for as well. That they were the ones doing it, crowding together in a big bunch as well.
How do you feel finally about the future of the industry? I mean, the VFI are saying that some pubs closed the doors last night, will never open them again.
There will be a lot of pubs not opening again, but the only thing is, if we all can ride this out together, ride the storm, that hopefully we'll be stronger in the end, because there will be people who won't be going on holidays and stuff like that if we come out of it in a month or two. But it's just such an unprecedented event. No one knows what will happen. No one can. There's no way something like this happened before, that we had a line that we knew 20 years ago when this happened, we did this, and afterwards this happened. But there's none of that. So it's just people have to come together and kind of work together now when this comes to an end.
Okay, Jamie, appreciate you taking our call. Thanks much. Jamie Keogh is the owner of Baruma Gastro Bar in Ballina, Killaloe. We go from the east to west. John Burke is on the line from the Armada Hotel in Spanish Point. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Aaron.
And thanks very much for joining us. Your hotel bar, you were told to close it, but again, you'd already announced you're closing the hotel, I think, fully and finally from tomorrow, is that right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we closed to non-residents. After 6 p.m. yesterday, we had some people that were in-house. Most people were due to depart on Tuesday, so we're full closure from tomorrow once people check out.
How tough a decision was that to make?
It's brutal. These are the hardest days I've ever put down here, as they have been for a lot of the people working here that have been here for so long. It's gut-wrenching and heartbreaking. If we could see the outlook at the other side, if we knew where things were going and what our timescales were going to be, which nobody knows, to give some light at the end of a tunnel, but at the minute there's very little light at the end of that tunnel.
And I presume, ultimately people aren't travelling, people aren't taking breaks, that's probably what's forced your hand?
People were still planning to make trips this week. There were a good number of cancellations in, but we had, for example, Wednesday we had 15 rooms due to arrive in, Thursday we had 17, so that might have been down from about 30. So some had cancelled, 50% of people had cancelled Friday and Saturday. Next weekend with our wedding, I moved to alternative dates, we were down to about 20 rooms a night. So it was gone very quiet, but some people were still making the decision to travel. But I suppose ultimately for us it was around the safety of the team, people working here. Some people started to express it. We were hearing it on the ground from a few of them. I consulted with people around the floor yesterday, and they said, look, it just doesn't feel right, and look, people don't feel safe. So that was the decider, really, yeah.
Mm. Stay with us, John. I'm going to go to line one now, and to Gwen Culligan. She's the president of Venice Chamber and the owner of the County Boutique in the town. Gwen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
And thanks very much for joining us. Am I correct in saying you've decided to close your own business temporarily?
Yes, we did.
And obviously you haven't been instructed to do so. Nobody's told you to do that?
No, there's just a general feeling, and certainly among our colleagues, people just beginning to be fearful. And I was just worried for people's families. A lot of people who are vulnerable around us. So I just said, we take the decision. We're doing very little business the last, say, Friday and Saturday, practically nobody. And we are working behind the doors, though, for anybody who wants to call us who needs something urgently. We are here at the moment. But I couldn't put our colleagues in jeopardy. So we just made the decision to close.
And
because the money isn't the consideration at this stage. It can't be. People's lives are more important.
Absolutely, and nobody's going to dispute that. I suppose what jumps out to me as you're saying that, though, Gwen, at the minute the restrictions are in place until the 29th of March, and the government is ostensibly hoping that business is back to normal in 2 weeks. But what if this extends beyond that point? What does that mean for the local economy?
Well, it's just very hard to think that far ahead. We have to hope that there is a light at the end of this tunnel. And that's what will keep us going, It's a new world order that we're in. And I know that things will be different afterwards for a lot of people. But at the moment, we don't have a crystal ball, and we're just going to have to play this each day as it comes.
As a representative body in this chamber, as we have already heard in this programme, is advocating on behalf of its members, Gwen, what do you, as employers, need now most of all?
Well, I've been here since early this morning, and we are getting information from government about, that if employers can afford to pay their staff in the near term for the next six weeks, there is the €203 benefit that if employers pay their staff, they'll be able to claim that back. To avoid people going to social welfare offices, there is no need to go to the social welfare office. If employers can't pay, that form can be sent in electronically. Really important for people not to go to the social welfare office.
I've already had a text and somebody telling me there's queues there, so I think that's an important point. The Department of Social Welfare has got information already available online on that particular one.
And if any of our members or anybody wants to contact the chamber, we can send them out the form or direct them to the form. online and to send it in, and it's an emergency payment for 6 weeks. So,
and John Burke, does the hospitality and tourism sector, do you feel like you'll need bit stronger supports in a way? I mean, this is the time of the year where a lot of people are booking holidays for the summer, and let's face it, a lot of people, not just in Ireland but abroad, won't be doing that now for obvious reasons.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, the what the year going to be like ahead, you know, it's going to be a completely different year to what we've had before. Right now, we haven't even started to start get the head around what that supports. So people are talking, obviously, starting a campaign for lower VAT rates and breaking rates and all of these, and they will certainly be needed. But for now, the biggest shock to the system for us is the number of people that are not going to be working here, and that's, I suppose, what we need the support on now. And yesterday's news about the pandemic support payment is a boost, but, you know, we will need more around the employees, and we need that sooner rather than later. I suppose we know the impact that a downturn and a recession can have on the mental health of communities, and you know, there's going to be a lot of households facing financial bankruptcy in rural Clare. Tourism is such a huge part of it, and we need those announcements. And I suppose, you know, it's time now for government to get formed and start working together. And this, I mean, there has been, I mean, for me, that's the most frustrating thing, is that, you know, just get this government formed. I mean, they are in talks. We know it's looking like a Fianna Fáil. It seems to be looking like Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Green, but, you know, just get it across the line now and start making these decisions around supporting people. I mean, when the country had to knuckle down and bail out banks, which was necessary at the time, and protect bondholders, it could happen, and now's the time to support the people and bail out the people in this, with these exceptional circumstances.
Yeah, I don't want to try and compare this to what's gone in the past, Gwen, but I mean, the unknown here, Gwen, is very much the unprecedented factor.
100%, but we have to remember that everybody around the, you know, the world, that in countries that are affected are facing the same situation. So the main thing is that we all support each other, and that when we come out the other end of this, that we continue to support each other. I know it'll be difficult for a lot of people, but it's amazing how resilient we are, and we will bounce back. It's just going to take a long time, and it will be different. We can't say what that's going to be at the moment, but I think we can come back.
I hope you're right.
Yeah.
Do you share that, shall I call it, optimism, John?
From a tourism perspective, I mean, you know, Clare is an amazing place. The products are good. For example, here, you know, in the Armada, the hotel is, you know, it's in its best shape ever. There was a huge investment made here in January and February, and, you know, and that doesn't go away. You know, still, we can still deliver amazing tourism experience, amazing food and hospitality experiences. You know, there's going to be a recovery period. We will get back to business as normal. It won't be this year, I expect, but, you know, look, the future is always going to be bright when the product is great, when the location is great, and you know, when we can deliver great hospitality. But when that will be,
and when the people are great as well, and when we support our own, as is going to have to be the case in the main going forward, whenever things do come back to normal, I think we can all agree that's something that the people listening this morning can do in terms of choosing where to spend what it is that they have to spend. John and Gwen, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us this morning. All the very best.
Thank you very much.
John Burke there from the Armada in Spanish Point. Gwen Culligan, President of Venice Chamber.